John Tame is with us. John, thanks for your time. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora.
Lost a couple of a couple of notable contributors too. We're laying to rest Mudu Walters today, and of course Awe Riddell. Just a reminder of the contribution our old guys have made, but of course, changing of the guard, I guess, John.
Oh, look, time wearies us all, Dale, and different people have made major contributions in their own small ways and won't be acknowledged for it, but without those little efforts, the bigger stars on our Māori stage could not have operated. And so it's the village that makes it work. It's the whole part that makes it work. With the two gentlemen that you've raised, but they stood on the shoulders of giants as well. And I'm talking about the young Māori party with Nuts and Carol and Buck and so on and so forth. But they, like that early Māori party, had to confront an overwhelming imperial mechanism that was just on the march all around the world. And then had to seek comfort in a space and time to allow their mokopuna to then have another go. And that's all Awe and them did. They built off all those things and they allowed all their mokopunas to have another go. And the outstanding thing about these gentlemen is how well their children did in regard to their professions and the like. And so, you know, as we confront each iteration as we move towards our own liberation story, promised under Article 2 of the Treaty, we need to reflect on all those that have gone before. They had to use the tools that were available at their time. There are some people practicing revisionist history, mainly Pākehās, on Buck and Uncle Api and all the rest of them being in the non-left-hand side of the old way of politics. You know, I'd really be pleased if they just sat in their own cave and talked about their own people, because they don't have a context of our struggle. They don't understand the significant threats and problems that some of these elders had to confront with limited resources. And when those resources were deployed for our people, they were dutifully attacked. And Uncle Apira and Nata was one of those that suffered constant attack under huge numbers of inquiries, etc. So I just wanted to sort of give a bookend here. Then it never started with these elders. It won't finish with them. But in each generation, as long as we leave, a better platform for our young ones, our mokopunas, to retake and reclaim what was taken.
Tēnā koe, John. Eru Kapakingi, of course, Māori Mino's young fella. And you know, a guy who's bilingual, smart, I think he's got his law degree, but also very much involved in Te Pāti Māori's mahi. I read an interesting piece that he had penned for I Tangata over the weekend, and the headlines say the absolute boldness with which this government's shown their distaste for Te Tiriti justice is unmatched, and even when they stand, axe in hand, we still give them the mic and say, take it away. He was referring to us knowing what they have lined up for us, but welcoming them onto marae and giving them a platform to espouse their thoughts, which many would agree are anti-Māori. What do you make of Edu's suggestion here?
Edu's the male vice president of the party, and he forms with Rāwari and others the new echelon that is coming through in the fulfillment of the promise of all the hard work that those men that we've just talked about displayed. So he's just another product of our liberation story heading forward. And what he says, we have to start to hui over and talk about. So Te Pāti Māori will be leading a totally different conversation to the conversation that this government's going to have when they table a bill on the principles of the Treaty of Waitangi. See, no longer should we subjugate ourselves to an architecture and a construct not of our making. And if we do, we go back to an abuser, get abused again. You see, to give you the example of where I think Eddie was going, well, this is what stimulated my thoughts, and thoughts are very important to stimulate and continue to read and continue to inform yourself. My takeaway from it was, hey, why do we allow these abusers, all the mana and the like? There's three things Māori can do. This is what I was taught from Uncle Paki Harrison. Three things Māori can do when confronted with something like this government. One is you can open the marae and have a kōrero. Two, you can abandon the marae and head to safer space as you recharge your batteries and get ready for war. And three is you lock the gate and have a fight. Now, we only have three options under this type of a government. Now, that is a problem, not of our making. Now, we did not license the number of attacks on Māori matters that this ACT Party and this government, who formed with them, have licensed on our people. But we can't, as Edwin says, we cannot just lay toe on the ground over it. There is going to have to be our stand up and our reckoning for our response, and it needs not any of theirs, and that's where Edwin was going with his kōrero.
It's worth thinking about too, because we literally throw the doors open, hold the hand of those who come in and tell us that we're not worthy. I think he's touching on some very important issues, worthy of discussion. Yesterday, the Prime Minister did his State of the Nation speech, and it appeared that it was just full of the blame game. What did you make of it?
Well, look, the more you bang your drum telling people that the nation's in a brittle state in terms of splits and divisions, well, you got to look in the mirror, don't you? You got to say to yourself, well, I'm going to cop my part of the blame for that. You can't blame an outgoing administration that didn't bring on attacks on Māori. There's only one administration that's brought on attacks on Māori, and it's the one this bloke's leading. So it's a bit rich to say, hey, here's our problems, and we're in a brittle situation. Well, who produced the brittleness? It wasn't us.
Tēnā koe, John. What's the main mahi for you, both at Waipareira or with Te Pāti Māori in the week ahead, e hoa?
Oh, look, we've had to look at... See, when governments come and governments go, you have to deal with the very real part of their agenda. And so we're endeavouring to do that now. Now, some governments that are elected, rightfully so, elected on a platform to do a certain job, right? But when a minority party controls the total government over one very important part of it, you just can't lay down on that. They have no mandate. Okay, so we work one, to continue to support our people in difficult circumstances. The number of pieces of legislation that are going to adversely impact Māori are so bountiful from this government, it's very difficult for me to get my head around it. You know, it's just this carousel of visitation, of cutting benefits, indexing them to wages rather than to inflation. And they know that nearly two-thirds of all our children are subject to some form of benefit. And then they know immediately that our part of the community will be deeply affected by what is going to happen there. Then they've got the boot camps to come. Then they've got everything else. Now, I in and of myself, don't have a problem with one. But when you look at their macroeconomic settings, taking away the Reserve Bank's requirement to look at the impact on unemployment, that immediately did away with us. You know, to be a good tangata whenua and to manaaki manuhiri, you can't have hundreds of thousands of manuhiri dropped on you when you are not resourced enough to look after them without any conversation. So wherever we go with this government, there's just us being driven back into the gutter, so to speak, and it's making it very difficult on the street. And so we're just having to sort of gird our loins, get our backbones going a lot better. And it's going to be a bit of an interesting ride over the next wee while.
Tēnā koe. You touched on aspects of immigration. I mean, there's an unprecedented amount of people who arrived in our country last year, and I went to the local greengrocer yesterday. I felt I was like I was in another country. Look, I still have aloha for people because they're moving around to try and get better opportunities for their kids. But you know, when our people are fighting for justice in our communities and politically, it just feels that many, in fact, I'd say most, who are new arrivees are unaware of the Māori struggle for Manamoto Hake. Some are supportive, I'd suggest, but most, I'd say, perhaps unaware of the realities that the First Nations or Indigenous people of this land are facing. What do you say, John, of our immigration settings seeing such a huge number swamping the country? Well, many Kiwis, as we know, are up and going offshore, most of Aussie.
Well, let's be clear that immigration is a good thing. Okay, so I just wanted to put that concept front and centre, because the way the Chinese and people of ethnicity from the subcontinent, the great subcontinent of India, have contributed to us, Whanau Waipareira, and our movement has been significant. So I just wanted to say that firstly, but I want to make it very clear, it can only work when the tangata whenua can manaaki the manuhiri. So we don't, in a tikanga sense, we don't see them as immigrants. We see them as visitors, and when visitors come to our lands, we have to honour them. We have to bring them under the right. We have to provide a source of comfort. You cannot do that if you cannot achieve that for your own. And that's where the rubber hits the road on the discussion. So it's not about being anti-anyone. It's about knowing that the more stress and pressure that's placed on the system, we get pushed further and further down. And not because of the people that are immigrating here, but because of the people that are changing our society to drop wages, to lower productivity, to treat working class people as just another asset to be managed in and out so the wealthy can continue to retain their wealth. It's very simple. You don't want to overcomplicate things here. And there's very few people driving this model, but doing extraordinarily well out of turning people against one another. And so I'm not anti-immigration. I'm anti the number of manuhiri I can't feed. And the day you attack my tikanga like that, you've attacked our whole people because we don't have the sustenance, the capacity and the capability to do that.
Tēnā koe, John. Always neat talking with you Mondays. Thanks very much for your thoughts today.
Kia ora.
John Tumble.